So can you start by telling us a little bit more about the New Age Noise Collective?
Well, we're a collective of people from Western Sydney mainly. We are trying to create more opportunities for Western Sydney artists because it's pretty hard to get opportunities out here. The Inner West is kind of known as the creative arts and culture hub. So we're really trying to change that. Your creative side isn't really explored out here in Western Sydney, I feel like, because we don't really have the resources, and we're really just trying to provide the resources for everyone to be able to explore the creative side and be able to create music and kind of express themselves.
I think what's interesting with Greater Western Sydney is there's a lot of, we cover a lot of art, like Campbelltown Art Centre and Casula, mm-hmm. but definitely don't hear as much music, which I guess is what you guys are kind of working to change.
Yeah, for sure.
So how did you get involved and what is your background in the creative industry?
Well, I got involved last year. I joined what was known as Org Electronic at the time, and I was mentored by Del and Nicola. And after that, they were like, we're going to start a collective. You guys were previous applicants. Do you want to join us? And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And previously, I just made music by myself. And with a couple bands, I've done a couple record labels before and set up a few shows in Melbourne before and stuff like that.
Cool. So in the collective, you're part of a team of eight. I was just kind of interested in how you all collaborate and what you all sort of bring to the table to make things happen.
I think it's really interesting, all of us actually, because some of us aren't really we're not all musicians. We're all kind of we all have our little quirks and backgrounds that we can bring to the table. So people might have more experience behind the scenes as a manager for music or something like that, or someone does production or someone just does admin, and we can all just kind of bring it all kind of together and meet once a week and just talk it through and kind of just get the yes and no and everything. And yeah, it's pretty self-run.
So Parramatta Retrograde is on today. Can you tell us a little bit more about the title?
So we're all kind of really obsessed with space and our horoscopes and stuff like that. So we're just why don't we just call it Parramatta Retrograde?
It's really relatable.
We follow each other, we follow each other on co-star and stuff, and we analyze each other's signs so deeply. So it was it's pretty fitting. And it starts at 12 and it finishes at 6. It's free entry, all ages, and it's going to be such a fun time.
I'm interested in the fact that it's all ages. Is that something you intentionally wanted to do to kind of support or show the talent to younger creatives emerging?
Yeah, for sure. Because in high school, a lot of us felt we couldn't really connect with everyone else because not everyone else made music, and we felt we didn't really have the resources to do it. So we're really trying to reach out to younger musicians and high schools and stuff like that to be hey, you can make music. You don't have to be a professional. It doesn't have to be classical music. It doesn't, you can just make it in your bedroom. It's really DIY sort of type of thing.
Yeah, and so on the lineup for the event, the music lineup, there's also an arts lineup. A really great emerging acts like Witchings, who played at Club 4A recently, which I went to. They were really cool, as well as Looper J. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering what kind of, curatorially speaking, you were looking for and what you wanted to present at the event.
We really just wanted to kind of showcase what the New Age Noise and Org Electronic sort of programs could bring out here into the world, and they can do their performances and stuff like that, and it's just a showcase of Sydney music and just DIY and all that sort of kind of industry sort of type of thing.
And also at the event there's quite a large visual arts lineup. I was just wondering what we could expect from the visual side of things.
We got some really cool installations coming up, some really audio visual kind of sensory sort of things, which is really exciting. We've also got a chill room, so if it gets too much for you can just pop in there and kind of relax and just have some downtime.
And central to your ethos as the New Age Collective is to support creatives who are encourage young trans, non-binary and female identifying individuals in Western Sydney. Is that something that is perhaps lacking in Western Sydney, do you think?
For sure. In the music industry in general, I feel it's a very male-dominated sort of thing. So to be able to come together and, create more opportunities for each other and, support each other, I think it's really, really, a heartwarming thing.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me.
All right. Thank you so much.